Leah Kaminsky is a physician and award-winning writer. She's got together with Meg Keneally to write a book called Animals Make Us Human, and Leah's joining us to have a chat about it this morning. How are you this morning, Leah?
Good, thanks, Andrew.
So, Leah, tell us a little bit about the book, Animals Make Us Human. How does that work, amongst other things?
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that Meg and I wrote the book. We actually kind of got the idea for the book during the bushfires over summer when, you know, smoke was everywhere. And she's in Sydney, I'm in Melbourne. And I just thought, we've got to do something. There's, you know, you're hearing about 3 billion animals killed and you're sitting there doing nothing. So this was sort of our way, I guess, of some sort of activism. And we thought, well, we've got to raise some money. How will we do it? And the idea of putting together a collection of people who are passionate about animals came, and we just started inviting people to contribute. And people were so generous. I think we all need the light and we all need to feel like we're doing something and that our voices are being raised for something positive, especially for the voiceless. I mean, the animals can't sort of walk in protest. So I guess that was where it came from. And then we thought we want to help a couple of organisations that are very dear to our hearts. So the Australian Wildlife Conservation and the Australian Marine Conservation Society, who do fantastic work. And everybody just lined up to put their hands up, and Penguin Random House were fantastic and generous. This is all pro bono. No one's, you know, been paid a penny. So we got, you know, Meg's dad is Tom Keneally. He put his hands up, which is lovely.
That's always nice.
Paul Kelly, Geraldine Brooks, and amongst, you know, these sort of bigger names, also lots of scientists, wildlife photographers, younger passionate conservationists, Indigenous people that whose voice is absolutely crucial. You know, just so many wonderful contributors that have been so generous with their time. And each one of them is writing. The brief we gave them was write about an animal that you love. And the absolute passionate connection with nature was fantastic. So, you know, I've even learned about animals I never even knew existed. Emma Viskic, who's a wonderful crime writer, wrote about phascogales, P-H-A-S.
So what's a pascagale?
They're wonderful marsupials, and they've got these gorgeous feathery tails you couldn't even imagine. It's like a boa. It's just absolutely beautiful. And Emma writes so passionately about these gorgeous little creatures.
It was born out of the bushfire crisis. Do you feel that under these circumstances, you know, there's an element of responsibility? You know, as us humans, we're the ones who've created the fire, but the animals were really bore the brunt of the punishment for it.
Absolutely, Andrew. I think, you know, we really need to be prepared. I know we've had a horrible year with the pandemic and the lockdown. I'm a GP, you know, I've seen what people have gone through.
Yeah.
But to have another set of bushfires on top of that is going to be devastating for human beings and for animals. I think we need to really think about what we're doing in terms of land management and listen more to our Indigenous wise people and how they've managed the land for millions of years, or thousands of years, rather. So we need to, we're very vulnerable in Australia. I think we don't want to wipe out, you know, there's so many animals, our record for extinction and near extinction of animals is very high in the world.
And it's very poor.
It's very sad. I think all of us have got some kind of connection to the uniqueness of Australian wildlife.
Would you say that, you know, the title of the book is Animals Make Us Human. Animals make us empathetic, would you agree?
Well, one would hope so, absolutely. I mean, we are animals.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, you know, a human is an animal. But I think if we really engage with them and look at them as sentient beings and not as hunks of meat or just, you know, things to be used and worn on our feet and lining our couches, I think if we look at animals as partners on this planet, I think that our whole attitude shifts. We love our dogs. We love our cats. What's so different between that and an echidna, for example, a kangaroo, for that matter? Do you know? They have a level of consciousness that I think we underestimate.
I think it's a really good point. We should be considering our animals to be partners on the planet instead of resources, perhaps.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the book is called Animals Make Us Human. Leah Kaminsky, thank you very much for putting it together for us, and thank you for the chat this morning.
Oh, it's also a very good Christmas present. There's a plug.
Thanks, Leah.
Thank you.